Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know why I act the way I do, like I ain't got a single thing to lose. Sometimes I'm my own worst enemy. I guess that's just the cowboy in me. I got a life that most would love to have, but sometimes I still wake up fighting me. And where this road I'm heading down my lead, I guess that's just the cowboy in me. The thirst to run, the restlessness, the heart of stone I sometimes get. The things I've done for foolish pride, for me that's never satisfied. The face that's in the mirror when I don't like what I see, I guess that's just the cowboy in me.
Welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. As always, I'm joined by my trusty sidekick, Emily, and we're ready to chat about the previous week's GH shenanigans, aren't we, Em?
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Not much, just pretty normal day.
I understand. How was your week so far?
It was good. I had a decent week. Let's see. What have I done this week? Not much. I'm on spring break, so I haven't done much.
That explains it.
Yeah, that explains why I haven't done anything.
So, I know you were telling me off air you missed a couple days of GH, so, well, what did you think of the days you did see?
Well, I saw all the days but the show, so, guys, my summary is going to suck, but that's okay. I liked it. I mean, okay, Monday and Tuesday were really good. Wednesday and Thursday was like filler, and today I didn't see, so.
Today was decent. I'll say that much. It was decent today. We have a caller, so let's bring him on real quick.
Okay.
It's a she.
A 917, you're on.
Hi, it's Tammy.
Hey,
hi.
Tammy, how are you?
Okay. I saw it today, and I saw it coming.
I did too, to be honest
with
you.
Madeline?
Uh-huh.
I don't want to give it away for anybody, but I saw what was coming.
Yeah. I already filled Emily in on it, so.
Yeah, I missed
good.
It. My cable was not working, so I just got it fixed, and so I missed today. But he told me what happened. I expected it.
You already filled
it,
Emily in out there.
So, some things on this show, like, come on.
Yeah, there might be others that haven't seen it yet. We don't want to spoil it.
Right.
But I am excited that Coastal Entertainment just announced that William DeVry and Ryan Pave were going to be at Brokerage in August, coming up.
Awesome. Nobody comes to my city because I live in Cincinnati, so nobody comes here. So I never get to meet anybody. It kind of sucks. Midwestern problem. Nobody ever comes here. But it's I go to a lot of concerts, and sometimes I get to meet the artists, but I don't, like, ever meet GHers or whatever because I never come here, but whatever.
That's true. Midwest, you got your country music stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, like, I met, like, Sarah Evans last year, so, I mean, I don't get to meet a lot of people that I want to meet, but I meet some cool people.
I just put in to win, hopefully, tickets for George Strait in Dallas.
Oh, I love him.
That's my favorite.
My favorite's Conway Twitty. I'm like 16, but I'm like a little old person. So, you know. Like, I'm obsessed with Conway Twitty. It's really weird because it's not the 1950s anymore, but whatever.
So let me ask you this. Every time you see Nina's mom, do you think Abby Ewing?
Yeah, I do. And I didn't watch Knots Landing, but it was ingrained in my mind that that's who it was. And so I always call her Abby, and her name's Madeline, but it's so ingrained in my mind, even though I never watched it. I'm like, Abby.
I'm like, oh, there's Abby. Oh, I know it's Abby. Oh, that's Abby.
That's what
we
do.
I can't stop.
Well, we call them, like, we call characters, like, in my house, we call actors by, like, their character names on, like, whatever show that we know them from. So, like, we're, like, Law & Order fans, so nobody ever calls, like, Mariska Hargitay her name. Like, everybody in my house calls her Olivia Benson just all the time. It's how we call, like, Donna Mills. We just call her Abby all the time. When we're referring to her, we just call her Abby.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny.
That's, like,
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
But it's also hard because I have a lot of friends that don't watch soaps. So when I post something that has to do with, like, one of the soap stars, if I'm like, oh, yeah, Alicia's meeting me at Prohibition for dinner or something, and people are like, well, who's Alicia? I would have to say, I'm meeting Kendall from All My Children at Prohibition this week.
Yeah.
So sometimes I forget the character names because I'm so, like, involved with them, like, personally outside, you know, the show, and I forget, you know, they're real people, but some people don't know who they are.
Well, yeah, and we do that a lot. Like the Cassadine, we just like every actor that's played the Cassadine in my house, we just call them their name, like their name, like Constance Towers. If we see her guest starring on something, everybody's like, it's Helena. Like, that's just how my family is. She got a
you
lot
probably
of stuff.
Do like New Carly, right?
Yeah, and when we see one of the actress that's been on a soap or whatever, we call them by their soap name, regardless of who they are. Like, whenever we see people, like even when I see John Stamos on TV, I call him Blackie. That's not like his most famous role, but that's just who I know him as.
We get so used to it.
Yeah, exactly. They don't get real names once they're a soap character.
We get so used to it. It's so funny. And, you know, it's funny because when you do get used to it the other way around, like I posted earlier in Soap Fans United, I said, did anybody catch, Vanessa Marcil on the, on Hell's Kitchen the other night? And
everywhere.
It was blanking me out. Jessica Collins. I can't say Vanessa Marcil, and I can't say Vanessa and Avery. So I was like, Vanessa Marcil and what's her name? It was driving me nuts.
And I noticed Vanessa's, like, everywhere. Like, you can be watching some random show, some rerun of some show, and, like, Vanessa will pop up.
And she'll pop up.
And in my house,
absolutely.
Everybody calls her Brenda. Like, we'll be sitting around, like, my grandpa or whatever, because my grandpa and my dad, she's left. Fantasy woman or whatever, and she'll be on a show, like a crime show or whatever, because we watch all the reruns, and my grandpa will be like, it's Brenda. He doesn't even watch GH, and he calls her Brenda. He doesn't know her name, but everybody's
awesome.
Always just like, it's Brenda.
Yeah.
That's just how we are.
Yeah.
Well, ironically, she played Nessa on Vegas.
Yeah. I never watched Vegas, but my grandmother always talks about it. Whenever I mention Vanessa, she's always like, oh, yeah, she's on Vegas. Like, how many times are you going to tell me this?
Oh, that was a great show.
See, I never watched it. There's a lot of stuff I never watched. Like, I never watched Dynasty because I wasn't alive then, but everybody, like, watched Dynasty now, and I'm, like, a huge Emma Sam fan, so I guess I should, but I never really did. But it's on Netflix, I think, so...
Leo is also on there. All my children. Josh Duhamel?
Yeah.
He was also on Vegas.
My mom and grandma, they were AMC fans, so whenever I mention a soap, we always go to AMC, and then somebody starts mentioning characters from there. We think is ridiculous. My mom's like, you think that's ridiculous? You should have seen the time on AMC when they did such and such, and I'm like, okay, you win.
We get so used to it.
Yeah.
Or to, when, you know, Greenlee is no longer Greenlee on All My Children, but I still see her in the morning on The Better Show, and I'm like, oh, yeah, Greenlee tweeted me back. It's like, no, it's not Greenlee anymore.
Right.
Well, I watch, like, The Bay, which is, like, an online soap. I don't know if you guys watch that, but
it
has, like, Lily Mel and Jay Paco, and a lot of characters are on, like, a lot of other soaps on. So whenever I see one, I don't know their character names on the day because I don't, like, I'm not that involved, so I sometimes forget. So I always call them their GH names when I'm, like, tweeting the Bay, and people are like, what are you talking about? Because I, like, call Lily, because her character's name was Lily on GH, so I call her that. And I, like, call them their, like, other soap names because I don't know their names on the Bay because I don't pay that much attention, but.
You know, and speaking of the Bay, I had an opportunity to chat with Lily Melgar back in October. I binge-watched every single episode of The Bay.
I need to finish. I'm so behind.
Until that point.
She's such a doll. I love Lily.
She is. She called us a couple weeks ago.
She is incredible.
It was fun. I love her.
Yeah.
I'm like the only Sunny and Lily fan to ever like walk the planet, I think, because I don't know.
She surprised
but...
both of us. When was it, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, she called in. She was listening to the show, and she called in to surprise us. It was pretty awesome.
I guess I monopolized your time here. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
That's
fine. We don't mind.
Yeah.
I need to finish The Bay, Cody, because I'm so behind.
Mm-hmm.
I got through, like, season one or whatever, and then, like,
right.
Confessions, and then, like, the Christmas
mm-hmm.
thing, and then, like, the summer special. So I have, like, a lot to watch before I can start watching the new ones.
A new chapter is coming
show.
Out. Chapter 12 is coming
I'm
out May 1st.
I'm almost caught up.
A chapter 12
I'm
is coming out May 1st, I think. So.
Yeah. I need to start watching it before people start spoiling it for me. Do you watch it, Tiffany?
Which one?
The Bay, the online soap.
Yeah, I'm almost caught up, I just said.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you. But, yeah, I have to catch up. I'm so behind. But I want to catch up so I can watch new ones with everyone in live tweet them. But whatever.
Right.
Pipe dream, because there's a million of them.
I started watching from the beginning, because Gregory Martin had made the video for Manhattanites, that movie.
Yeah.
And I'm friends with Joanne Kubasek, so I had bought the movie, I loved it, and I became friends with Gregory Martin. So I just took it from there. I started loving the Bay when it came out. So I'm a big Bay fan.
I was really late to the party on that show. Like, I didn't even know it existed for a while, and then I started watching it, like, a little bit at a time, and then I would, like, forget about it and go back and, like, forget what happened, so I had to start over, like, three times. But I finally made it all the way through, like, the Christmas special 2012 or something, so I'm almost caught up.
You know what? I think I'm in the same spot as you. I think that's where I ended up.
From a binge-watch thing, from my interview with Lily, I was watching, and y'all probably agree, that casting between Martha Madison and Mary Beth Evans, they look like mother and daughter.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
I like the cast of that show. Like, that show has a really good cast.
Yeah, it really does.
It's really diverse with the different actors from all the different shows,
absolutely.
So I like it a lot.
Absolutely.
And I like the fact that... Go ahead.
I've only been in contact with a few of them, but like y'all said, they are some of the sweetest people on this planet.
Yeah, like I really enjoy the cast of that show because it's so diverse, and I also like the fact that people, like, actors can do that show, do the regular soap or whatever, without having to, like, pick one or the other, so you can see them, like, if you have a fave that's on one or the other, then you can see them on two different shows at once.
I agree.
Daytime characters can be Jason after a while, so you can see them in two different roles at the same time, which is awesome.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the Twitter feed. Steve Burton just tweeted the pool rehearsal for Brad Paisley for the ACM Awards.
Yeah, I'm
watching
Twitter.
I saw that.
I can't wait to watch the ACMs, Country People.
I can't either.
I'm just really glad that it's on CBS. Because I still won't watch ABC except for GH.
Yeah, I watch GH in Nashville, and I watch Last Man Standing, but most shows I watch are on, like, NBC.
Nope, won't watch ABC anymore, ever again, except for GH. Ironically, the show Shark Tank is on ABC, and they were basically doing business with a shady job I was just working at that has a bad habit of not contacting their clients. And they basically, they'll blame reception that they didn't get the calls, but they do. But nobody takes calls. They'll just take your money. So I'm kind of like laughing at the fact that ABC is looking for financial assistance from this company who basically ignores their clients, kind of like looking through a mirror, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because ABC ignored their customers.
Yeah.
So I find that kind of ironic that it's now the Looking Glass.
Yeah. Like, I watch a lot of different shows and, like, a lot of primetime shows, so I kind of have it mixed up between all the networks, but, like, my favorite show is NBC. Because I'm obsessed with Law & Order. That's my favorite. So, my...
We have Law & Order on CBS here.
Oh, really? Well, we get it on our local channel. Like, we get it on USA reruns, and then it's new on NBC on, like, whatever night, Wednesday night. And I like the Chicago PD and Chicago Fire thing, both of them together, because I like the way they cross back and forth.
I forgot which one I watch. There's one of those.
I watch them both because they cross over so much that, like, to follow one, I had to eventually just start watching the other. I had to, like, give in and, like, get addicted to the other one, too.
Well, the other one I couldn't do because I think it's Wednesday nights, and there was two other things on, like, CBS and NBC or CBS and something else that I watch also, and there was no way to change that.
Yeah. So, Chicago PD is on Wednesday nights after Law & Order, so that's probably the one. I watch Law & Order. Like, that's my priority in primetime television is Law & Order.
I didn't watch really Law and Order in years.
I love it. I'm obsessed.
I used to be.
I'm obsessed with them all. I love how, like, we don't have anything GH to talk about because this week was kind of boring, so we're just talking about life.
We're just talking
oh,
about
sorry,
whatever.
Yes, we totally got off topic.
Yeah, well, there was nothing really to discuss this week except for that anniversary episode, which wasn't that...
Yeah.
I mean, it was good, but it was kind of depressing because they killed AJ. But,
I'm not a fan of him.
I'm not a fan of him, but, like, it sucks that he's... Because Monica has no kids now. But whatever.
Yeah, but I did enjoy seeing... Emily back.
Yeah, I love her. I'm so mad they killed her. I'm still not over it.
I did enjoy
like,
seeing
not...
that. Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I wish they would have had Stuart Damon as Alan back like they did last year, but that's kind of
that
would have
been cool.
Yeah,
that would have been cool. But
it was a good show, but it was kind of sad. Cause...
You know, I've said this on the show before, and I'll say it again. Emmy Rowland is incredible.
Yeah, for real. She's done a great job the past couple weeks with this baby storyline. Like, I'm tired of baby storylines,
she's done an incredible job, I think.
She blends well with the canvas of characters that there are now. Like, she blends very well, and she doesn't stand out as a newbie. Well, she's not new anymore, but she doesn't
right,
stand
but
out
agree.
As a newbie. She blends well.
Who are we talking about?
Oh, M. Rylan. Emmy Rylan.
Lulu.
Oh,
yeah.
New Lulu.
Uh-huh.
New
Lulu. She's adorable.
Yeah. Isn't she? She's awesome.
No.
She is adorable. I met her at GH Fan Club Weekend last year.
Awesome.
Yeah, she's awesome. I haven't met her, but she's really...
I hadn't either, but...
She's the cutest, sweetest thing.
You know...
Yeah, she's awesome.
I'll tell you somebody else who's been impressing me lately since he... I stepped into an established role is Brian Craig of Morgan.
Yeah, Brian's really good.
Brian Craig
and
is
see,
really
good. What's with the scruffy face today?
What?
What's with the scruffy face today? He looks so
yeah,
much older like that.
He did.
I know. Well, I think they have to make him look older because his girlfriend's like 40-something.
Yeah, I know.
But see, the
47 years older than him.
That's everybody. See, a lot of people won't admit it. Like, I'll admit that I like Morgan and Ava together, but a lot of people won't admit it because they feel like guilty for liking that pairing. And I'm like, I'm not guilty. I'll admit it. Like,
Morgan
I don't
and
even
Ava
care.
They
have great chemistry. I don't care. But Morgan has been reading the phone book. So
I'll admit this.
I love her.
Morgan,
I love him, but not
Morgan
together.
And Ava. Are absolutely incredible. I'll admit that right now.
I mean, it's not one of those things
what,
last because of the age thing, but whatever.
What made me a Morgan fan was his rant to Sonny at his and Kiki's, quote, engagement party.
Well, see, I don't really like him that much, but, like, I mean, I don't dislike Morgan. He's just not one of
right.
my favorites if I were to list them. Mm-hmm. But, like, when he first came on, I didn't like him because he was, like, whiny, and now I like him a lot
mm-hmm.
more than I did then.
That's what made me a Morgan fan. Well, a Brian Craig fan.
Yeah,
so.
I like him. I mean, he's a good actor,
mm-hmm.
and he plays
yeah,
the role
really
well,
is.
Fits the role.
Mm-hmm. You know.
He's too old. He should not be that old. Start from that.
Right. And I tell you somebody else. Of course, you know I love and respect this woman to death. I love and respect this woman to death. GH's Obrecht. Kathleen Getty.
Yeah.
She's been
oh,
incredible
my God, I love Kathleen.
She's
I love Kathleen.
Too.
Me too.
Yeah.
You know, in real life, she has no accent.
I know. I will tell you this, though. I had Kathleen on my show back last May. Comes on a full Obrecht mode. The
I listen to that show.
So
that's awesome.
So I mess with
her
a little
so
bit.
She's so fun.
I mess with her a little bit. I go, oh great, we get Obrecht today instead of Kathleen. Oh joy. I mess with her a little bit.
I love like Kathleen. I love Obrecht. Like, she's so evil, but I love to hate her. Like, she's one of those characters that you love to hate.
You know,
and she's nothing like her character.
Exactly. Oh my God, she's
it's
not.
So amazing. Because she called us a while, like a couple weeks ago, actually, and she was so nice. She was so much fun, and I was like, this is amazing that you can play someone so evil and have an accent.
I told her she's deliciously evil.
Yeah,
she
definitely
evil.
She's so talented. I love Obrecht. Like, I hate her so much, but I can't, like, not love her because I just love Kathleen so much.
Right. You know, and I have a ton of respect for Kathleen, and she knows this. I have a ton of respect for her, you know.
Yeah.
When I took a picture of us, I put up, hello, mother.
Yeah.
I love that she tweets in her in her accent. Like, she spells things phonetically, like they would sound with an accent.
But she tweets as Obrecht. Yeah, I love that.
When she tweets,
she tweets as
Obrecht. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's fun.
Yeah,
I sit there trying to figure out, wait a minute, say that again? You got to sit there and take it apart.
It takes a minute to decipher her tweet as Obrecht, but it's really funny because for a while I thought the accent was real because she tweeted like that too, and I was like, maybe she does have an accent. Then I heard her on a radio show, not this one, but another one, and I was like, Kathleen doesn't have an accent. And then I heard her again on here because I didn't believe it the first time, I guess. Like, whoa, she doesn't have an accent. She sounds so well.
The guy that used to be, was it, Weitzer from, what'd he play? Anthony Zakara.
Yeah.
The old man.
Yeah.
There was a guy that
Bruce
used to imitate him on Facebook. And he said, no, I'm not him. But he would talk like it was his character. And
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you need to whack Johnny because your son is just doing wrong or whatever. He was funny.
You know, and I'll tell you somebody else who I think in real life is just one of the coolest guys ever is Mark Anthony Samuel, the J.H.S. Felix.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully we're
going to
have Mark again, but we haven't. I haven't had this yet, but hopefully soon.
She hadn't had, Emily hadn't had the a chance to chat with him on the show, but I had Mark on a few months ago, and yeah, so.
Well, hopefully we'll have him on again soon. Next Tuesday we have that guy that plays Victor on, and the reason I don't call him his name is because I can't say it. It's really bad. It's embarrassing.
Mateo Pinglis.
That's what I thought, but I didn't want to say it and then, like, be wrong and, like, be that person.
Right.
So
is
it pronounced Tao? I think it's pronounced Tao, but I'm not sure.
I have no idea. When he comes on today,
I've always heard
before we go on air, I'm going to ask him.
Yeah, I think we better, yeah.
Like, that's what's going to happen. If I'm going to have to ask him, because I'm not going to be that idiot that pronounces it wrong on air and gets corrected. I can't be that person.
Oh, I hate that.
I know,
no,
I
let
hate
me
being
you.
That person.
Let me ask you, because I know we were talking about the names and stuff. Now that, let's say Steve Burton is on Young and Restless as Dylan. Are you still calling him Jason?
Yeah. I don't watch Young and Restless, but I call him Jason.
Oh, that's bad.
Okay,
now Kiki, but at least she's still on GH.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
Not a little star anymore.
What is it, Cody?
Hey, Tammy, I'm going to have to... I'm gonna
cut
have
me
to,
off.
I'll let you go because I'm gonna have to wrap up here in a second. So I'll talk to you.
Thank you. I had fun.
Thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Well, that was fun, wasn't it, Am?
Yeah, we still have 15 minutes, or actually, well, we don't have 15 minutes. Yes. Why?
Yeah, we still have about.
Okay, it says
15 minutes.
This is weird. So the timer tells me we have 20 seconds remaining, but the thing at the bottom says being stupid. We actually have some live stream. I don't care what the live button says. We've only been live streaming for 25 minutes. Just saying.
Well, my little British voice just said 10 seconds. So. so I don't know.
But
anyway. I
can't hear her, but the timer is going down. Like, the timer says we're not live anymore, but the thing has 5 more minutes. Whatever, it doesn't matter. We can keep talking.
Oh, well.
Okay, so yeah. I'm just going to, like, I don't have a really good summary this week because I didn't take notes, but I have, like, so I can't do my summary, but we can just chat, like, about, because I want to know what you felt, like, how you felt about the whole, like, Sunny Carly thing on Tuesday and, like, the AJ death story. What do you think about all this? Because it's a mess.
Yeah, it is a little bit of a mess. I will say that much. The AJ death story to me felt kind of, I don't want to say wrong, but, I mean, it was.
It's, like, kind of cheesy. Okay?
Yeah, it was a little cheesy.
It was. To be honest, like, it sucks that they killed another quarterman, but I get that, you know, Sean wanted to go to Bold, which is
beautiful,
cool, because like, you know, that's good for him and stuff. So I respect that choice that he made. However, to kill another quartermain is ridiculous. Like, they shouldn't have killed them all to begin with because now they're kind of screwed. Mm-hmm. They wrote the quartermains into a box that they can't write themselves out of because of the way that they've done it because they killed everyone in a realistic way. They didn't just, like, have them go away and so they can come back.
Right.
Like, they had funerals. They killed them in
real
ways. So there's no way to fix what they've done. And it's not the current writing team's issue or, like, the last writing team. Like, this has been going on for a while.
It's been going on
so, like,
for a while.
Last,
yeah, it has.
The last couple writing teams, it's their fault that they've done this. Like, you can't blame one or the other because they've all screwed it up. So the quartermans are basically written into this box that they cannot get out of now because trying to trace from there. Like, they killed everyone essential.
Right.
And that's where they screwed up. I mean, I get the death of Edward and Lila because the actors actually passed away.
Actors died,
To kill Alan, to kill Emily, to kill Jason. Well, I get killing Jason because whatever. They didn't have to kill Jason. They could have recast him. And they could have recast AJ. They also could have recast Emily, but they didn't.
Yeah.
They chose to kill them all in, like, these horribly tragic ways. But you
but
can't
anyway,
blame one person because a lot of people have done it. So, you know.
Oh, I agree. I tell you where they could start bringing him back with a Justice. You remember Justice?
Yeah. Didn't he die?
I think he just.
I don't know.
Went off from I don't know. I think he just left.
They need to build up a family that's prominent because right now they've got like little fragments of all the families. Like they need to pick a family and focus on building them. Like for a while we thought that they were. Go ahead.
The Acrinsos family is kind of. I mean, it's
they're
it's,
all in separate
it's solid,
ways.
But they're kind of falling apart.
They need to like pick a family focus and. For a while, they were going to focus on the Spencers, and like when they started building that family back, and they started like putting them from further, and then that sort of got dropped, like the description story. And they can't put Quartermain back because they're all different.
And speaking of the Spencers, what do you think of Luke trying to take down Sonny?
I think it's weird. He's not really Luke. Let's face it here.
I know he's not really Luke,
but. Shout out to GH Happenings and their little poll. It says, who do you think Luke actually is? Or what is he? And on the poll, I chose, I don't remember what I think I picked Anthony Zakara because I don't think he's Bill Eckert. I don't know what he is, but I don't think it's Bill. So, I'm not sure, but it needs to happen. And Luke wanting to control the drug trade, oh my word. Like, when they showed him with the cocaine, I was like, are we doing this for real? Is this really happening right now?
Seriously. You know, and Sonny's organization doesn't try to touch drugs, so, I mean, that's interesting.
Sonny needs, like, the whole show, like, a lot of the mobsters suck at being mobsters. Like, let's face it, these mobsters need help. And, like,
they do.
It's just, I don't know. Like, they need to pick a family and build them because they have so many, like, families that are, like, falling apart. They need a solid family. Like, the Quartermain used to be the solid family for a while. The Spencers were a solid family that was, like, a base of the show. For a while, it was the Corinthos family, but now they're all, like, doing their own separate things. I don't even know where Morgan stands. I don't know what Michael's deal is. I don't even...
Right.
It's not working. Okay, so there's
today.
This really long spoiler post. Or not spoilers, but, like, rumor post on here. So I'm going to, like, skim through this really fast and see if there's anything interesting we can discuss.
Okay.
Okay, so apparently... Christina, I don't know, Lucy's daughter, Christina, not Alexis'
mm-hmm.
daughter.
Right.
Her daughter, Serena, apparently they're both going to come back, and they've cast, mm-hmm. they already cast one of them, and they have to cast the other one.
Hey, real quick, something that did happen today, if you watch, you know Jordan, TJ's mama?
Yeah, isn't she like a drug dealer? I think I saw it on Twitter.
But she's apparently in the mob.
That's nice. Of course she is. Why not? Like,
yeah, she's apparently in the mob. So, yeah.
Yeah, of course she is. I was excited. Well, Rumorville a while back said that she was going to be a drug dealer. And I was
yeah.
like, of course she's going to be a drug dealer because we just don't have enough of those, do we?
Seriously.
So,
that's, yeah.
Okay, so apparently...
Know.
There's like, I'm just like reading spoilers, and these characters, a lot of them don't have names because they're going to be new characters, I guess, because, you know,
yeah.
we need some more of those. But
yeah,
apparently, like,
about,
Duke and Anna take in a child. Apparently, Duke and Anna take in a young woman. I don't know how old she is, like maybe a teenage woman. And I don't know. I've been seeing this for a really long time, since like October, and it hasn't happened yet, so I'm not like holding my breath on anything.
Right.
But. Oh, it says that Lucy's going to try and set Scotty and Bobby up because she found out that Noah and Bobby broke up. They can't even keep the couples off-screen happy, okay?
I know.
Like,
you know,
why did they have
you know,
to break Noah and Bobby up?
A spoiler for me, unless it comes from a one of two sites, I take it with a grain of salt.
A grain
you know?
Of salt. Well, yeah, I, like,
yeah.
read the Rumorville, but a lot of time Rumorville's, like, 50-50, so you can either, like, believe it
yeah.
or not believe it. But, like,
I
like Rumorville. Yeah, I like Rumorville on GH Happenings because they post some interesting stuff, like, that gives you, like, food for thought. And it's, like,
you
50-50.
Know.
Half of it's right, half of it's not. And then they post legitimate spoilers in another section.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So, but I enjoy reading the
I don't know if I told you this or not, but I'm trying to get a Dan Kroll of Soap Central Live on the show sometime.
Oh yeah, you told me that. Didn't you say that he was in to do the show? You just don't know when yet.
He's in, but he hadn't got back to me in
a
day
yet.
Or anything.
But well, cool.
But,
well,
he's definitely down to do the show. Absolutely.
Awesome.
So.
Well, we'll have him and hopefully. Oh, and Sahara's going to come back on, so we'll
yeah,
have that.
She told me. She said that. That she's going to message me a few dates either on Twitter or on Facebook. She's going to message me a few dates of when she can possibly come on. So we'll have Sahara back so
awesome.
Y'all can chat a little
so
bit.
So I'm looking for some casting news because they've cast, there's
mm-hmm.
three new characters that they have cast two and they need to cast two
mm-hmm.
more. Because they cast
yeah.
Lucy's daughter and they cast the guy that plays Maxie's friend, but they still
mm-hmm.
have to cast the actress that's going to play Kaylee Cassadine, the
mm-hmm.
Victor's daughter. Apparently, he has
mm-hmm.
another kid because we need some more Cassadines.
Wow.
We just killed them all. Let's make sure we have some more. And apparently, both of Lucy's daughters are going to come back, so they have to cast two, unless they have the same actress play her, which I wouldn't put past them.
Yeah,
but
anyway.
They're going to need to cast two. I'm looking to see if they have... Hang on, sorry. Oh, okay. I'm looking to see if there's any new casting news on here. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if there's any new spoilers. Probably not.
The only...
scrolling.
A casting rumor that I heard
long.
Was Maxie's a brand new friend. That's the only casting rumors I've heard.
Okay,
so
they cast
know.
Him, and then they cast... a blonde actress. I forgot her name, but I can look
mm-hmm.
it on this page somewhere. And she will play one of Lucy's
daughters.
Her.
I think her name was Jessica somebody another.
Oh, well, I don't know about her. This actress, her name is Lisa, and she's as one
yeah,
of Lucy's
Lisa,
daughters.
Yeah.
But they haven't released which one yet, so they still have to cast
huh.
It says that the daughters will show up around the nurse's ball time, so maybe, like, Kevin surprises
yeah.
her with that or something. I don't know what
maybe.
He's going to do. And then it says, like, oh, spoiler! I love. Okay, I'm reading on this page of spoilers, and they post like tweets everything that actors have said. And somebody said, and Nancy Lee Graham tweeted earlier, "Good news, Julian and Alexis on the desk in the art gallery Monday the 7th. Be there." So,
wow.
So,
that's
yeah.
Gonna be interesting. That's going to be interesting.
I love them together. Like, thank God she finally found a decent man.
Absolutely.
Oh, the cast has begun rehearsing for the nurse's ball. Let's go see who's rehearsing because Rumorville has listed. I tell myself I'm not going to read spoilers, and I do. It's not good. Okay, so far the following characters who have begun rehearsing. Milo, Sam, Obrecht, oh my gosh, Obrecht should karaoke. Molly,
oh
TJ, Epiphany, Elizabeth, Lucas, Lulu, Maxie, Nathan, Michael, and Kiki. Cool.
Wow.
Wonder what Lulu's going to do. I didn't know she had like a hit. I don't know what she'll do.
I have no idea.
We didn't see Liz last year. We just heard about it.
Yeah. Do you remember the Magic Milo striptease last year? Do you remember that?
Yes. And then
I wonder if they'll do a part two of that this year. Milo's rehearsing.
It says that he's rehearsing, but it doesn't say any of the other men except for Michael and TJ and Lucas. So they might, because it was
might
him and Michael.
Two, I don't know.
And, yeah.
Oh, when I had a Mark Anthony Samuel on, I surprised him with that opening audio of that striptease. I surprised him with it.
I used that. I had a screen like desktop background a lot.
Wow.
That was fun. The nurse's ball last year was so fun. I really liked that, actually.
What was the sweetest performance ever to me was a Sabrina and Emma doing.
Yeah.
A Call Me Maybe. That was adorable.
I'm
going to
see how many times I cry at the nurse's ball this year, because last year I cried 3 times. Okay, I don't know why or what that was because of, but I know that I cried. I know I cried about Frisco and Felicia. I know I cried during that, but there were 2 other things I cried about, and one of them was Duke and Anna, and I don't know why. Oh, because, like, her and Patrick were talking about, like, how it was finally time for them both to move on or whatever. That made me, like, emotional. There was something else that made me cry. So I'm going to see if I can break my own record this year at the nurse's ball.
Break your own record. It's funny.
Yeah,
break
my own crying record.
We've only got about 2 minutes left of this stream, so I'm going to I'll let you go and wrap up here a little bit. And I'm going to – and I'll be talking to you later, okay?
All right, cool. Bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed yet another GH recap. A couple of things we mentioned in the show. This Tuesday, we're going to have, and I hope I'm saying this right, Teo Pinguas, a.k.a. GH's Victor. And that will be at 6 p.m. for you East Coasters, 3 p.m. on the West Coast. And I'm working on a few other things, as you probably heard. So with that, I think I'm going to end the episode here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.